This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. The January USDA WASDE report will be released next Monday, January 12th, and right now market analysts are leaning towards an expectation for a yield cut to corn and or soybeans. How much of a cut is still to be determined, if it happens at all, but last year's January WASDE also provided similar adjustments that provided a bullish sentiment to the ag marketplace in response. Is that a possibility again this year? We will hear more from Caden Sweeney of AgMarket.net next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
Are yield cuts a possibility in this year's January USDA WASDE report, which could provide a boost to the ag marketplace?
I think it definitely is. And really the scary part is, you know, we always say no 2 years are the same, but this year feels a lot like last year did at this time. One thing I will say that maybe feels a bit different is I think, you know, last year the yield cut, especially on the corn side, felt like it really came out of left field. It was a bit of a surprise. I would argue now that the trade is anticipating a yield cut, almost expecting it.
That is hedging strategist Caden Sweeney of AgMarket.net, who says that while adjustments could be made to the supply side, that could also be the case for demand.
The flip side to that coin is I think the trade also would admit that there's probably going to be a cut on the demand side, especially in feed and residual. So if both of those things come to fruition, we may come on the other side of that WASDE report, seeing the corn balance sheet, you know, roughly the same as what it is currently going into it. That's kind of what our company is anticipating. But when you get a data dump like we're going to get Monday, there's always going to be a surprise link somewhere. We just hope that, you know, it's one of those that helps us to the upside.
The January WASDE report will be published by USDA on Monday at 11 a.m. Central Time. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.